But now, something that I suspect you'd be pretty familiar with. The ingenuity of humans runs from very big items, as we know, such as houses, as we're going to be hearing about in our panel a little bit later on, to quite small items, such as the drinking straw. And so, in today's design file, Colin Bissett tells us how this most entertaining of objects got going.
Marvin Stone's invention of a paper cigarette holder mightn't be remembered if he hadn't expanded his repertoire to include a drinking straw. Adapting the same method of wrapping strips of paper around a narrow tube, he was able to enhance a popular way of drinking. Earlier straws did exist, but these were made from ryegrass and had the tendency to become mushy or to snap. Experimenting by winding paper strips around a pencil, Stone came up with the first drinking straw. Glue at the ends kept the whole thing rigid. Further experiments found that paraffin coating the paper kept the straw from becoming soggy. And in 1888, he patented the idea, calling it an artificial straw, and so made his fortune. By 1906, a machine had been invented that could manufacture these straws in bulk. Narrow enough to keep out unwanted sediment or fruit pips from drinks, the straws were immediately popular for those all-American sodas and milkshakes. They were strong enough to withstand a new drinking practice familiar to us all, inducting generations of children into the pleasure of blowing extra bubbles into the drink and thereby annoying the parents. They remained unchanged until the late 1930s, when businessman Joseph Friedman came up with a refinement, adding a flexible section to the straw so that it could be bent over the lip of a glass. This meant that the sipper no longer needed to be placed above the drink, which proved a boon for small children, the infirm and the bedridden. The first clients of Friedman's Flexible Straw Company were hospitals, who valued this important refinement. Stone's original method of manufacture, however, continues to have a significant impact, being the method used by electrical companies to wrap insulation around wire. Even today, when paper is wrapped around an object, such as a firework, or used as protective packaging, it's Stone's original device that is referenced. It remains yet another tiny but significant landmark in the evolution of a civilised society.
Colin Bissett there, all about the drinking straw. And to hear more of the design files, in fact anything from By Design, don't forget you can sign up to the podcast or head to abc.net.au/radionational.